Not only is the DMV planning to have driver's licenses printed by a company in Ottawa, it chose the highest bidder, which is going to increase the cost by $38 million. Licenses will also go from color to black and white. State Senator Mark Rosani says the DMV's decision is an outrage in light of the state's already tight budget and the thousands of people impacted by Hurricane Sandy.
At a time when you have such a horrific event as Hurricane Sandy and you have people that are struggling and you have homes that are destroyed and people that are homeless and living in shelters, that money can be used, in my opinion, better spent elsewhere.
Assemblyman Michael Kearns of Buffalo says the DMV's decision to do business with a vendor outside the country doesn't make sense.
There's a decision where someone, probably from New York, made that decision, and they're not, really checking in with the people from here. So once again, a poor decision that's going to impact the local economy.
The poor decision also means taxpayers will have to pay the cost of defending the DMV from the lawsuits filed by the lower bidders. Grisani plans to introduce legislation next year that would encourage Albany to protect local workers and manufacturers by giving New York-based companies access to contracts first.
Especially when you have state tax breaks involved in those contracts.
In the meantime, Grisani has called on Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy to look into the matter, and the state comptroller's office is reviewing the DMV's bidding process. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.